I'm the kind of person that likes to learn things. I just have a thirst for useful knowledge, not too much interested in trivia. Sometimes the things I learn turn out to be trivia, but I'm interested in learning things, getting knowledge. But knowledge about God can only come to me when I listen and contemplate the words of Jesus Christ and the words that are given to us in the Bible. Then I have a knowledge of the truth. In Jesus' day, the Pharisees were considered the most knowledgeable, along with the scribes and the experts in the law, about the things of God, how to be a godly person, how to win favor with God, how to be saved and live eternally with God. And yet, Jesus said, you have to listen to my words, even though you are called the teacher of Israel. My words are the words of truth. Listen to what he said to Nicodemus, a Pharisee, when Nicodemus came to him. John 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, You must be born again. The wind blows where things move, and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it's coming from or where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Are you not a teacher of Israel, and you do not know these things? Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak of what we do know, and testify that we have seen, and yet you do not receive our witness. If I've told you about earthly things, and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. You see, Jesus said, I am the source of truth. Listen to what I say, you must be born again. Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending Jesus. The scripture says that no person has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, Jesus. He has explained him. I thank you, O God, that you have revealed yourself in Jesus Christ. I listen to his words. I dwell on his words. I observe his life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Help me to follow Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.